Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Later today, a House committee will start debate on two measures aimed at tightening U.S. gun restrictions. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
Gun control legislation has hit repeated roadblocks in recent years, but lawmakers say they're hoping to make some headway this time around. Today, the House Rules Committee will take up two measures that have been described as common-sense gun laws by President Biden. The first would raise the age to purchase semi-automatic weapons from 18 to 21 years old. The second would nationalize red flag laws, which allow authorities to temporarily seize firearms from people deemed a risk to themselves or others. The committee debate comes a day before the families and victims of recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York, are scheduled to testify before a House panel. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department says a federal grand jury in Washington has charged the leader of the far-right Proud Boys group with seditious conspiracy. Four others are also charged. NPR's Kerry Johnson says it's linked to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol that was intended to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election.
These charges are brought very rarely. Basically, they require the Justice Department prosecutors to prove an attempt to overthrow the government by using force. So this is quite a significant moment. The grand jury here in Washington, D.C. says the facts it's reviewed in connection with the January 6th attack meet that high bar. Enrique Tarrio and four of his top lieutenants are presumed innocent for now. They've been in federal custody. That's likely where they're going to stay until trial.
NPR's Kerry Johnson reporting. Louisiana's governor is expected to call a special legislative session for lawmakers to redraw the state's congressional boundaries. NPR's Giles Snyder reports a federal judge blocked Louisiana's new congressional map because it creates only one majority black district.
The federal judge found the map drawn up by the Republican-dominated state legislature likely violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. A judge is ordering the legislature to draw up a remedial plan that includes an additional black majority district by June 20th. Republicans are appealing the decision, but Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says the judge's order requires the congressional districts be redrawn. During a news conference at the Capitol in Baton Rouge, he said he will call the state legislature into special session. Edwards' veto of the map earlier this year was overridden by Louisiana lawmakers. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
A new law is also taking effect in Louisiana that bans transgender girls and women from competing in girls' and women's public school and collegiate sports. The law was passed by the Republican-led Louisiana state legislature. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards will let it take effect without his signature. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Seven states hold various primary elections today, from Mississippi to Montana. There are gubernatorial contests and congressional primaries. There are municipal races. That includes a nonpartisan race for mayor of Los Angeles. Some of the leading L.A. mayoral candidates include Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass and billionaire real estate developer Rick Caruso. Six-time major winner Phil Mickelson says he plans to play in a new golf circuit funded by Saudi Arabia. NPR's Tom Goldman reports he's been out of public view for months since making inflammatory comments about the LIV golf series.
In a statement on Twitter, Phil Mickelson says he's ready to come back to play the game he loves, calling the LIV Golf Series exciting at this stage of his career and, quote, transformative, not just for myself, but ideally for the game and my peers. He says he also intends to play golf's major championships. 51-year-old Mickelson hasn't played since February. He's been in self-imposed exile since his incendiary comments about LIV's Saudi backing, saying they're scary to get involved with and the regime has a horrible human rights record. But he also said playing the LIV series was a way to force the PGA Tour to change the way it operates. The Tour has said its members who play at this week's first LIV event in London face sanctions. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is meeting his cabinet today after barely surviving a no-confidence vote yesterday by British lawmakers. 40% of lawmakers in Johnson's own party voted to get rid of him. Although he survived, the high number of his opponents was unexpected. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.